become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you today on this 27th day of September 2016. Well, if you're like most people last night, you watched the debates, but you also recorded Monday Night Football. I wonder how many people that don't have DVRs, I wonder how many people dug out their old VCR. You know, I don't even know. Mike, do they even sell VCR tapes anymore? I haven't seen any, but there was over, and they're still compiling the stats, but they're saying right now there was well over 90 million people that watched that debate. Now, I was talking to Tom in Pennsylvania last night. We're talking about issues with the phones. By the way, the 800-724-2719 number has been reinstated. Whew. About damn time. At any rate, phone problems for the network have been corrected. How many calls did Michael take today? 38 calls? Something like that. I think that might be a record for this network. 35 calls? Yeah, I think that might be a record. At any rate, I think people would probably say that Monday Night Football was more interesting than that debate last night. I can say this of Hillary. This is one stone-cold habitual liar. She does it with such ease. And Trump, he missed a lot of opportunities. You know, this Holt character didn't ask anything about Benghazi, didn't say anything about email servers, didn't say anything about her health. Fast and Furious, well, I don't even know if Holt would even recognize that if somebody brought it up. But Trump, I think, did a not-so-stellar job. Now, we all know what Trump has said because he has repeated himself ad nauseum in every campaign whistle stop that he's made since whenever. And we all know what Donald Trump is about and what he has said. Well, it was kind of she tried to lay the gotcha moment there. He got a few licks in, but if this guy really has a handle on what needs to be done, there's no teleprompters here. And I've been told that Lester Holt, if that's his name, Lester, did have an earpiece in when it was said that, no, there's not going to be any earpieces. And that's the control room. If you have a 90-minute segment without break, there's no reason for the control room to be talking to you about anything. Okay, that's like Mike is not in my ear. He could be on every minute of this broadcast. But if he's got something to say, he puts it on, I guess, the equivalent of my little teleprompter. It's a computer screen sitting in front of my face. I've got two of them. But there would be no reason for the control room. They knew it was 90 minutes long. There were no commercial breaks. There was nothing extraneous or nothing to run, no clips, no nothing. So it was just straightforward, Lester Holt and two people standing on stage. Now, he had an opportunity just to drill down on Hillary. Yeah, for 30 years, made that comment, and it's like, yeah, unemployment, you've been trying to put people to work for 30 years. How's that been working out for you? On the issue of blacks, I would have just drilled down into that. The hell with this. He did say that for Hispanics and blacks, and I guess there's no grains of salt in the pepper shaker in the inner cities, if you know what I mean, that he said that it's a pure hell. Well, okay, well, get into the reasons why. Instead, he comes out with stop and frisk. And if Hillary Clinton looks at Donald Trump and says, wait a minute, that's unconstitutional. I'm not a constitutional scholar. I've read a lot. I've interviewed a lot of people. We've talked about it endlessly, it seems like, for 25 years. But for Hillary Clinton to say it's unconstitutional, it's like, whoa. And Donald, do you want to stop and frisk people on the streets? Well, it worked in New York. Yeah, that's a city of, what, 11, 12 million people? This ain't exactly Chicago. But just the constitutionality of being stopped by anybody and given the old TSA go-over, I don't know about that. Instead, he should have drilled down on why the inner cities are the way they are and put it out there. We're all adults out here, Donald. The people that were watching that were looking for, give me something here. Now, it was excused as, well, this is his first debate and he's not a politician, and I get that. He is not a smooth pathological liar like Hillary Clinton. Never could be. But he had opportunity, and he didn't really take advantage of it. But he does have a sense of humor. When he said, she kept after his tax returns. Well, the only tax returns we had, when you made application for gambling license, and that's the only time anybody ever saw, what you were worth. And she said, you didn't pay any income taxes. He says, that's because I'm smart. Which registered with the people watching this debate. You make $60,000, $70,000 a year. What do you get to take home? After Uncle Sam, I once heard, puts his hand inside your shirt and squeezes you real hard, you turn out purple and bruised. Yeah. But it was fascinating to watch this unfold. And he said, look, I'll release my tax returns when you produce those 33,000 emails that you erased. Booyah! Well, some other people that had opinions about this last night. Michael Moore, he said to his, yes, Mr. Turtle, I'm not sure if this guy, is Michael Moore really a man, or is he a make-believe man and really a woman? And I guess, what would you call that? You wouldn't call it drag. Sorry, Michael. You peaked when you did on a clear day you can see General Motors. Okay, that's where you peaked. All right. Anyway, Michael Moore to liberals, quit dancing in the end zone. Trump won the debate. This is what he's telling all of his friends. Trump got rolled, he choked, and Clinton won in a landslide. And that's the prevailing narrative from last night's debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. I tend to think last night was a draw, as both sides didn't fall off the cliff. But if there's someone who truly felt that Donald won the debate last night and is slated to win the election, it comes from a most unlikely source, left-wing activist and filmmaker Michael Moore. Moore took to social media, tweeting to Clinton supporters to stop dancing in the end zone during the debate last night since Trump was going to win, while telling his fellow liberal comrades they better get used to a Trump win tonight. He also said that there is now time to do something to try to stop Trump from winning the election, even reaching out to Bernie Sanders supporters who are fence-sitting between voting for Hillary, staying home, or maybe even voting for Trump. Now, this is actually his tweet here. Pro-Hillary gloaters doing end zone dance again when still on 50-yard line. You must get it in your head. Trump is going to win and act accordingly. Michael, why are you doing this? Another tweet he sent out. If you turn off the TV right now and do nothing, you've just elected Donald Trump. Do something. Plan what you're going to do tomorrow. Yeah, staying home. That's because people are unemployed. What the hell else are they going to do? You know what? Why didn't Trump come out and go, you know, Hillary, you know, you've been working on the jobs for 30 years, and last time I counted, there's 92 million Americans sitting home right now that aren't working, that are eligible to work. And excuse me, I'm going to do the fence, and this immigration thing, I'm going to put a temporary halt to it, because you know what, Hillary? Out of those 92 million people that don't have a job, you're going to bring more people in, and how's that going to help the 92 million people that don't have jobs get a job? I would have waylaid into that piano-legged lesbian like crap through a tin goose, and still done it with a wry smile. And not done it in such a mean or hateful way. How can you have a debate without being a little bit mean, a little bit hateful? I don't know. Truth only hurts the liars. So when you start speaking truth in this world, you're called a hater, a racist, and a host of other things. I'm sure these guys are allowed crib notes, and I would have went out there on the subjects that I wanted to hammer. And any way I could dovetail something to swing it around to what I wanted to make a point on in detail as to the reasons why. We're all adults here. Tell us the reasons why. Come on, Donald. Don't be shy. You've done everything. You've rigged and engineered everything to get the support to get into the Oval Office. But first you have to get into the Oval Office. Well, not everything in this world is the way we like it. We know this. But come on. Moore has been saying Trump would win this election for quite some time, noting the issues surrounding Hillary. Let's look at her appalling favorability numbers. Trump's appeal to white voters and the Rust Belt and Clinton's inability to excite anybody. And that's true. For Moore, her vote to authorize the Iraq War was the last straw. Though he said that he would cast a ballot for her to stop Trump, here's what he said to Bill Maher on his show during the Republican National Convention. And this is via Real Clear Politics. He said, "I'm sorry to be the buzzkill here," he said, "but I think Trump is going to win. I'm sorry. I lived in Michigan." And that's a past tense. Geez, did he move out? Because I used to be able to go by in a boat and see his palatial chalet. So I guess he's not living in Michigan anymore. It must have been a divorce. Maybe the ex-wife got the house. He says, "I lived in Michigan, and let me tell you, it's going to be the Brexit strategy. The middle of England is Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Mitt Romney lost by 64 electoral votes. The total number of electoral votes in those states is the Rust Belt, rather. That's 64 votes. All he has to do is win these four states. I was there during the primary. He went down and said that they moved this factory down to Mexico, and I'm putting a tariff on the cars. And it was music to people's ears," he added. "And more people in the primary in Michigan voted Republican than Democrat this year. That should be a disturbing thing for everybody." Well, see, these hacks that identify themselves with a political party, you know, the old left-right paradigm. Well, thanks, Donald J. You smashed that one. Because you're not a Democrat, you're not a Republican, you're not a Libertarian. Come to think of it, I don't even know what the hell Donald Trump is. What the hell is he? 69-year-old, or is he 70, 6 foot 3 or 4, 235, 240 pound, with this coif of hair? Well, what the hell is he? You can't shove this guy in a political category. It just doesn't work. No amount of grease or shoehorning is going to get him into a slot because he just ain't going to fit. Now, boy, would that be an interesting prospect if he started quoting the Constitution. But wait a minute here. Now, how many seats, Mike, are going to be open on the Supreme Court? How many vacancies? There's one right now, but they keep alluding to in the next 3 to 4 years there could be maybe up to 4 justices. And, you know, I can't see that. I can see Ruth Bader Ginsburg, somebody sticking Velcro on her back and, yeah, 4? Okay. Sticking Velcro on her back and to her chair to prop her up and keep her there for as long as humanly possible. As a matter of fact, if she died, you wouldn't even know that the woman died. She looks like death warmed over. But how are you going to pick somebody for the Supreme Court if you're not even talking about the Constitution? You know, getting familiar with it. Because in the end result, folks, you know, this is what this is going to boil down to. Either we're going to get a bastardization in our legislative democracy in one form or another, or we're going to get our republic back according to the law. I am the law. Okay? I'm going to judge you here. That is the law. Now, whether the clowns in Washington, D.C. and their legislative glee have colored so far out the lines that, well, it'd make an autistic kid trying to use Crayola crayons in a coloring book look neat. So there's a whole lot of frenzy going on there. Whole lot of frenzy going on. But what are we getting to? What are we getting ready to elect to the highest executive corporate office in the land? No, I'm not talking about the CEO spot for General Motors. I'm talking about the presidency, the corporation of the United States. Get over it, ADL. It is what it is. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Well, hey there, Johnny. I watched the debates and I didn't puke, which was nice.
That's because you ate afterwards.
No, we actually didn't. We actually had some to drink too. You know, I laughed at the very beginning, the opening statement from Lester Holt. He started off the whole debate with a fallacy. I don't know where he pulled this number out, but he said, in the last 5 years, we've had increased job growth. And I'm thinking, where are you getting your evidence from? And I started remembering all the research I've done showing, you know, even here in my own town, Radio Shack closed 1,784 stores around the country, Target, Walmart closing, Sears, JCPenney, Macy's. The list goes on and on, and you're talking about job growth in the last 5 years? That's what he opened up with, and I was just laughing. We all sat back and laughed at that. We all looked at each other and scratched our heads. We mean job growth. Stock markets is volatile, up and down, and it's losing track. The Baltic Dry Index, all those things. That's not economy growth. I mean, I laughed from the very beginning. But my mom and I were talking about it, and she's getting pretty good. She's listening to your show and Rivera's show, and she said, you know.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, she's listening right now.
Oh, okay. Hang on a second. Let her listen to these three commercial breaks.
You got it.
And we'll be back. What's your mom's first name?
Inga.
Inga. Hello, Inga. We'll be back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
One thing, Steve, that he was able to get in there about NAFTA, that was your husband's doing, and you were down with that. And, well, she said she voted against CAFTA because, well, it wasn't a good enough deal, but we know that she's flip-flopped, and he absolutely told the truth last night. He said, you flip-flop on the TTP. That's because I was talking about it. And she did
flip. No, I think he made some great points. Great points.
Yeah.
You know, he talked about your experience was bad experience and that it was not a good deal for America. I think he said that over and over again, that the deals they made were very bad deals. Very bad deals. I mean, I didn't hear anything about the free trade, fair trade, which I'd like to hear more fair trade. We've had a negative balance on the trade for, what, 30 years maybe? I don't know.
Oh.
But I thought he made some good points. But my mom said, and this is pretty interesting theory that she came up with, that like a boxer, you know, you can go out and you can try to take somebody down in the first round, like a Mike Tyson second round maybe. But most people know you can't take somebody down in the first round, and they pace themselves. And I think if he came out with everything right off the bat in the first round, the first debate, it may have subsided and trailed off, and people wouldn't remember it by the time the third. So I think he's going to come at second round debate. Third round will be the one that takes the most, she'll get the most damage, the most hits, and the one that could possibly end her career in government altogether, which I hope happens. This woman should never be in government. She should be behind bars, but she should never be in government. And he made some great points. He said 30 years, 26 years, how many years you were in government service, mm-hmm. and now you talk about jobs, trying to bring jobs back.
Mm-hmm.
I think he made some pretty good points, Jim.
Well, and I would have liked to have seen him address the issue as to why we have ghettos in this country. Now, he did allude to, he said, you guys have been in charge of that. But he really didn't break that down and make the common person out there that doesn't understand what he had just said, you know, understand. And these are the type of things. So I hope he shows up with his crib notes. You know, I mean, there's nothing that says that they can't have notes up there and refer to their notes, because he does have a tendency. They even talked about it in the media that he does have a tendency to get a little sidetracked and wander, but they commended him because he got back on track real quick. Well, it was all timed. They told him, well, you got 20 seconds for this, or you've got 2 minutes for that, and whatever else. So that kind of kept him on track.
You could see that Lester Holt was working in the favor of Hillary Clinton, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you know, I saw the number thrown around, 25 million jobs to bring back the United States. That's great. That's good for a start.
Yeah.
But if we do the unemployment math, and you've talked about it, what, 92 million, 94 million Americans out of work who want to work?
Yeah.
Well, do the math. Okay, 25 minus that. What is that? Well, we got 69 million more jobs that we need.
Yeah, and you're going to bring in how many more refugees?
Right.
And what are we going to do? Put them to work? Or are they going to be on the government dole? You know, we need to.
When he pointed out that she's playing the nasty card, spending $100 million or so of her own money.
$200 million.
She was, that really sends a message that you can't beat me on policies, but you're going to go negative. And actually, he pulled his wife into the whole thing about being a sex worker. I saw something. And I liked how he brought back, and he didn't use the word he should have used. Michael Rivera talks about it, plausible deniability. Now, somebody in your campaign could do something derogatory in a negative campaign against you, and you can simply say, well, I didn't authorize it, and I didn't do it. So you deny any kind of responsibility for what happened, but you benefit from it. Mm-hmm. You should have used that word, plausible deniability, that it was taken part on your campaign to go after President Barack Obama during the election on the birther issue. That was yours on your campaign. That's what I would have used, plausible deniability. You're taking no responsibility, but it came from your campaign.
Yeah. Well, he did go after the Chicago deal, 4,000 since Obama took office in 7.5 years, 4,000 dead in Chicago. And right.
That's black on black crime.
Yeah, exactly. And
it's not blue on black, it's black on black.
And
that has to be emphasized and told.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hey, thanks, John.
Steve, appreciate your call. Thanks. David in Ohio, you're up next. Hello, David.
Hi, John.
Hello.
First-time caller. Definitely enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Last night I listened to Newt Gingrich, and he used some sports analogies that, you know, Trump didn't fumble the ball, he didn't throw an interception. But I think another analogy that should have been used is that he had a couple wide-open receivers and overthrew the ball. You know, her whole resume, her whole experience is one big crosshair, and it should have been email scandal, Benghazi, Benghazi, Clinton Foundation, corruption, establishment. She's the ultimate insider. And he hit it on that a lot, but I think that, you know, like when they
want
to...
Hey, David, do me a favor. I've got to take the bottom of the hour break. Please stand by for 3 minutes. Bob in the UP. I know who Bob is and the Uper is. Pete in Wisconsin and others will get to all your calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic